good morning. Time for the Melbourne Form Panel as we look at this meeting at Caulfield. Let's welcome in the team. Thanks to Country Racing Victoria, Dean Lester. Good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth.
Rail out 10 metres, good four. How do you expect this track to play, Dino?
I've been a bit on weather watch, Gareth, but it's looking as though it might be okay and maybe an upgrade. So, it certainly changes things a little bit.
David Gately, good morning to you.
Very good morning.
And we'll catch up with David as well just after 9 o'clock with Lizzie Gels for our Sydney preview. And Warren Huntley joins us as always. Good morning to you, Warren.
Morning, Gareth.
Are you confident with this meeting?
Generally confident this time of the morning.
Yes.
So we'll allow that continue to at least a few hours.
I don't know where Nick Quinn is this morning. I think he's on holidays, but he's still been good enough to join us. G'day, Nick.
Hello, Gareth. No, back in beautiful Cheltenham and can't wait to get trackside at Caulfield today.
All right, then. Let's have a look at this meeting at Caulfield. We'll kick off, of course, with the opening race there. And it's only a small field for the two-year-olds. You can scratch the one, Brother's Shadow, and also the seven, Pay Rise. What's the market doing here, Nicholas?
Number two, Cheerful Legend, the best back. 320 into 290 with minor deductions along the way. Heads the market now from Hunnam, who's a $4 second elect. He's exceptional, 420. There's been money for Lucky Decision, 5 into 460. Then a bit of a gap to the two outsiders in the field. We've got them today, Sun 15 and Taborka also at 15. For the best back runner here from the Saddler Stable, the favourite, number two, Cheerful Legend.
And Dino, John Saddler Stable in pretty good form at the moment.
They're in white-hot form at the moment, Gareth, and I think a really good chance here to win again with Cheerful Legend back to 1,200 metres. Had a little tick over jump out recently. I think that's fitted him up well for this race, and he looks well suited on with him. I think the first starter, Lucky Decision, will run well. He's impressed me in his jump outs, and the Moody Stable have got a fairly good handle on the two-year-old form this season through Light Sabre and a couple of others. So I think he's well placed to run well on debut. Hunnam, he's having his fifth race starts, the second time he's had the blinkers back on, so they've been chopping and changing with the gear with him, but he's close to a win. Anyway, his runs have been good without a lot of luck or room when he's needed it, and he's exceptional, just out to 1,200 metres, but should give a good sight. But I think 2 and 6 are the key runners here, Gareth. 2, 6, 4, 3.
How have you analysed the two-year-olds in the opening race, Gator?
Yeah, look, I've just lent to he's exceptional. Obviously, it was an easy maiden winner. Then they were back and wide. It was a much better night to be inside at the Valley. Raced greenly around that track as well in between runners. Still rushed home. Winner ran very, very good time. So I'm trusting that race. I think he should have finished closer to said winner. Cheerful Legend certainly had his chance in the size, but he just didn't quite finish it off. 1,400. Obviously, the runner-up safe we saw go to Rose Hill and win last week, albeit on the Travelator part of the track. So back to 1,200 is probably the tick here. You referenced the stable going well. It's generally a wave you ride until it crashes you. And Hunnan would come through the Valley race, didn't have any luck, hit the line hard, then was good last week. I thought he was in need of blinkers and 1,200. Well, he gets both of those today. And Lucky Decision. I liked the jump out. Look, Lightsaber touched him up, but he went well. He beat everything else well. 3, 2, 4, 6 for me.
All right, then, Warren, do you like any of these debutantes here taking on some of the horses with the race experience?
Well, the debutant Lucky Decision, as the boys have outlined, I think strolled up nicely. And he was chasing Lightsaber and Jump Out down the back straight at Pakenham recently. And Lightsaber was tuning up for a Group 1 race. And he certainly stuck to his task okay there. So as the boys have outlined, I think he's jumped out well. But I think it's a terrific race for Cheerful Legend. And I like him. Back to 1,200 metres. Tick over, jump out in between runs. Good form around him and the stable going well. And John Saddler during the week was confident the horse was ready to run well on form. And the jump out in between runs, he looks that way too. I like him. 2 for me, out of 4. Hunnam, who backs up, gets the blinkers on and the winkers off. That form ties in with he's exceptional from that run at Moonee Valley, who I've actually put in for 4th. He's exceptional. And I like the recent jump out of Lucky Decision in particular, chasing the stablemate Lightsaber. So I've included him, but I think he'll be better when he steps up in distance a bit like Lightsaber, maybe even out to the 1,400 metres. It's a terrific race for Cheerful Legend. Like him, 2, 4, 6, 3.
All right, then. So Dino with Cheerful Legend, the 2 from the 6, 4 and 3. Warren also with the 2 Cheerful Legend over the 4, 6 and 3. And Gator with his exceptional, the 3 over the 2, 4 and 6. Just Highfalutin's are scratching in race number 2 over the 1,200 metres. That's horse number four. And we've got dollar for dollar here, Quinny, the market leader. And Calvin McAvoy gave this galloper a good push earlier on in the morning on the first word.
And has been the best back runner, Gareth. 3.40 into 3.20 yesterday, 3.20 into $3 this morning. The clear favourite now from Simply Optimistic at 3.40 second elect. Simply Optimistic, the initial favourite at 3.20. Native Soldier at 4.60. Missile Mantra 4.80 and Fabric an $8 chance. Only a small field, but very competitive betting race. 50% of the money has been for dollar for dollar. And we've had about 20% for both Simply Optimistic and Native Soldier. But the market mover is the new favourite, dollar for dollar.
Gator, the market suggests it will be a really competitive race.
Well, it looks that way on paper too, doesn't it? You know, let's look at a lot of these have group form. So, small field, but a terrific race. I think the fact that it is a small field will suit Missile Mantra. She was certainly pole-axed fresh last time, and we'll ignore that one. She has a nice touch of class. She had to like the way she found the line in a recent trial. I just think she'll be within two or three lengths as they straighten, so might be enough to get over them. Dollar for dollar, it takes from running down. He certainly battled well, fresh, the Quinella ancestry, and riddle me that, reads well. It's good form. Went down narrowly to a subsequent Newmarket winner in Zatori, second up last time in. Just hasn't won for a while, but I think he is a big danger. And Simply Optimistic certainly was quite good first up off the back of that trial form. Plummet 6 kilos and gets probably the gun trail. Fabric flew home fresh last time in with a lazy 62. I think it's the other one who you could make a good case for, and I've left out Native Soldier, so a terrific race. 3.165.
And Warren, I think Native Soldier is nearly the most intriguing runner anyway of the day at Caulfield.
Yeah, decent break. Jump outs look good. You just wonder whether he might be a little bit ring rusty and need a hit out. And he does strike, despite the fact that it's a small field, a good race with some depth. But I like dollar for dollar. I thought his first up run was good. We've seen Riddle Me That come out of that race and be unlucky at group level. And I think this is a lovely race for him and some good opportunities right throughout the day for Will Price. And I think dollar for dollar is one of those. One for me ahead of 3 Missile Mantra. She's jumped out nicely to resume. As Gator said, she'll probably be stalking dollar for dollar, or at least sitting off dollar for dollar, a Native Soldier, and she'll be strong late, as will Fabric. She comes through a couple of really good jump outs, a small interest in Fabric. She looks to be going well, and she chased Groundswell in her most recent jump out, and Groundswell then went to Bendigo and won impressively. And I've put Simply Optimistic in as next best, who's still got that nasty habit of wanting to lay about a bit and roll in and duck in. He's got the talent, but he strikes a good field here, and if he does anything wrong, that could bring about his undoing. 1.356.
Dino?
Gareth, I'm going with dollar for dollar. I think it's nearly 2 years since he's run just in his plain open handicap. Otherwise, he's run in stakes races, and the other non-stakes race he's run in, it was the Everest. So he's very well placed here. And last start, Ancestry just got him off the bit early, and he was first up. I think today he can just probably either lead, or I think Simply Optimistic might not want to give up barrier one because he does roll about a bit. I think he'll want to use the rail and he might sit outside him and be hard to beat. Native Soldier, I think, has been trialling really well. I know he's had a long time off, but he's had 2 jump outs. He's going, I think, very well. And he's so good at Caulfield. I think there's no fluke that he's landed here first up. 6, Simply Optimistic, does drop in weight, but goes up in grade for that first up runner. Missile Mantra, she always prefers galloping room, so in the small field she's going to get that. And as Warren said, his Fabric's going along very well. So they're all competitive, but I'm pretty keen that dollar for dollar will win. 1.263.
What price should we take then, Dino?
I think, what's he currently, around $3 marks?
Yep.
Yeah, I still think that's generous. I thought he'd be shorter than that.
And no Native Soldier?
Oh, I tipped him for second.
Oh, you did, actually. I apologise. 1.263, your numbers there, Dino.
That's them.
1.356 for Warren and Gator, 3.185. Let's have a look at the third race, and this is a benchmark 78. Superium is the favourite. Scratch the 11. Wise Hero, Quinny.
And this was one race where I don't think the bookies knew who should be favourite. So they basically posted Superium, Elberg and Wilmont Pass up at the same quote and let the market determine who should be the market leader. And it's Superium who the punters have warmed to here. $4.60 into $4.20 has separated at the top of the market now from Elberg, a 4.60 second leg Wilmont Pass at 5. Then a bit of a gap. The best back runner at double figure odds is the 2 Lil Contra, who's been $11 into $9.50. We've got The Last Napoleon 10, Favreau 12, Sapphire Crown 12, Shammai M 16, Yulong Storm 19, 23, all better the rest. But the market leader, the new outright favourite, the toppy Superium.
And Superium first up for Team Hawks. Warren, did you like this Galloper's trial recently in Sydney?
I thought a typically quiet Team Hawks trial, but he looks to be going well. And look, his overall form's good, and he just ended up in a very awkward spot in a leader-dominated race last start and was well-supported on that occasion. So that's a positive. I think he doesn't necessarily have to get right back in the field here. He is a horse with some tactical speed, and, gee, I think this is an even race. But I like the way Wilmot Pass is coming to hand. I liked his recent jump out at Willamai. There looks to be reasonable speed in this race through the likes of Shamiam and others. And on with 10 Wilmot Pass in an even race ahead of 6 Alberk, who needs that next win on the board, but he's continued to race consistently. He's jumped out nicely on the fresh side here with the claim and the visor going on. I thought his recent jump out was positive. Pravro didn't have a lot of luck trying to duck and weave at the Valley last start in a race that ties a little bit of this form together, and I put 1 Superium in as next best, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if I've missed the winner there, Gareth. I think it's a very even race. 10, 6, 4, 1.
All right, then, how have you assessed this race, Dino?
Yeah, very even, Gareth. I've gone with Wilmot Pass also. His jump out recently at Willamai was with Alpha Oro and Immortal Love, and they both ran well last week at Caulfield. So I think he seems to be going okay. I was probably expecting there to be a bit more rain about, but I'll go with him to beat 12, The Last Napoleon, who's just overdue for a win in one of these races. He'll be strong late, and I like that he's drawn out a bit of galloping room. Superium can certainly win. I would have liked him to have drawn maybe out a little bit more, but he just tagged along nicely in a recent trial at Rose Hill. It had dirty work just up in front of him, so I think he was going along very nicely. First run for the stable, and Sapphire Crown, who's probably another one that would have benefited from some rain, but next best. But might be that time, Gareth, that have a bit of lunch, I think. 10, 12, 1 and 8.
Can I just ask for your speed map, however, Dino, if that's okay here?
You certainly can, Gareth. I'm thinking at probably one of the roughies in Who's Your Housemate from the inside, Shamiam from barriers 1 and 2, Moy Shoe from barrier 5, and then the likes of maybe Elberk and Sapphire Crown from out wider, but probably the inside draws are probably going to use their speed here.
Gator, who do you like here?
Look, I'm a bit of a fan of Superium. I think he's better than 78 grade. I concede he needs a bit of luck. He's first up at this stable, having ready fresh. The trial was nice and quiet. The last time he was on top of the ground at 1100, he beat Splintex. I think it'd be long odds on here. The last Napoleon, just in traffic at a key stage at the Valley, flew late, and the winner broke the track record. I think back to 1100, and they claimed down. Little Contra wasn't far away in a listed grade, fresh in Adelaide. Had High Class Liar just up in front of her. All their second up form is good. And Pravro Wilmot Pass go in. The latter was certainly secretly hoping they'd land in Adelaide. She was a similar quote and in an easier race, but they picked this one. It's a bit harder, but I think can win still. I went 1, 12, 2, 4.
All right, then. So Dano's with the 10 Wilmot Pass over the 12, 1 and 8. Warren also with Wilmot Pass, the 10 from the 6, 4 and 1. And Gator with Superium, the 1 from the 12, 2 and 4 for the third race there at Caulfield. Race 4 is for the Fillies and Mares, a benchmark 84. Scratch the horse down the bottom there, Knowles. Quinny, it's an open market once again.
The top two in the betting have trimmed up slightly. Garvok's been 4 into 390 and the market leader at that quote, with Lesage 480 into 460. We've got Rainbill 480, Cordelia at 5, Switch 7. There's been specking at big odds for She's a Thief, who's been 19 into 17, back to 18. Causeway Girl 19, My Pendant 23, The Commoner a $31 outsider. Terrific betting race. The top two in the market have been the two best backed in Garvok and Lesage. If you're chasing a roughie, support at the big odds for the two. She's a Thief.
Who leads here? Is it Lesage or Rainbill, Dino?
Maybe even She's a Thief or Switched, Gareth.
Okay.
It'll be pretty busy up front. I'm probably thinking She's a Thief as she begins cleanly. Switched and Lesage are the three. This is a really competitive race. Not many that can't win this race. I'm going to go with Garvok. I just think she's progressive and drops a lot in weight on that last run and looks to get a good run, but without any great confidence. I think you're having an early quarter, you load up this leg. Switched, did beat McCrura and Lesage last preparation. 2.5 kilo weight swing here, but from a good draw, should get a lovely run and fitter for that first up run. I think it's got a good chance. Lesage is racing well in Melbourne. Those runs at the 9.55 challenge have been strong, and 8 Rainbeal, I'm sure she'll be better getting away from Moonee Valley. Her first up run here, she should have won and then ran really well in the Typhoon Tracy and then not much luck last time. So I think onto the bigger track will suit her. 9, 4, 3, and 8.
Have you sorted out this race, Gator?
I thought Switched was a terrific value in a competitive race. She held her ground fresh behind an unbeaten male in Lost and Running. He was $1.24 doing that. And he runs the times of a black type horse at least. She was able to lead and win second at last prep. As referenced, easily beat Lesage when they clashed in October. Lesage sailed by Sartorial Splendor, so that form strength, fresh up, and then set a fearsome speed at the Valley. Only collared late by Sistar, who's no slouch. They broke the track record, as referenced. 2.5 kilo swing on Switch has also been referenced. Cordilla struggled fresh, but that mini Valley track was a bog by race 56. Luckless, 2 lengths off Shallow, second at last prep, can win this. Just back to 1,100 the query. If she's not run off her feet, she can swallow them up. And Garbock was, she's just going really well. Former Andy Agreeable's likeable. Drops in weight. Rainbeal next, but plenty of hopes for the value, I think. 3.69.
How do you like this race, Warren?
I like Cordia each way here, Gareth. Number 6, I think the ground was just too wet for her. It was deteriorating, and that last race at Moonee Valley, just Exeter was able to capitalise on coping with the conditions and getting to the right part of the track. She did start favoured on that occasion. I don't mind a few weeks between runs for the drop back to 1,100 here in a race where there looks to be good speed. I think Cordia getting in under the minimum weight with the claim for Will Price is a good each-way bet here. 6 ahead of 3 Lesage, who absorbed the pressure as the boys outlined to set up a track record at Moonee Valley last start and ran well, considering there's some pressure here, but I doubt as much as what we saw. And she's that little bit versatile. She doesn't have to lead and might even just be able to sit just off the speed if there's real intent from the likes of She's a Thief or one or two others. 4 Switched, respecting the overall form line, maps for a good run. And 9 Garvok, next best for me from a good draw. Should watch it all unfold. I like 6 each way, head of 3, 4, and 9.
Okay, the team here for race number 4. Dano likes Garvok, the 9 from the 4, 3, and 8. Warren's with Cordia, the 6 over the 3, 4, and 9. And Gator is with the Sydney horse Switched, the 4 from the 3, 6, and 9. The 3-year-olds do battle in race 5 over the 1,400 metres. South Parades are scratching, and Palace Whisper is also out, Quinny.
It is, and it's another race where the early money has sort of gravitated towards those at the pointy end of the market. At this stage, we've currently got Anavisto, a $2.40 favourite, with the best back run of the second-elect Mozzie Monster to reverse the result there from last time they clashed, with Mozzie Monster $3.50 into $3. Aledia, $6 chance, 5-star Decanter at 12, Air Defence 13, Cumberbatch 15, Fatigues 19 with Conceded Spect at the big odds, 51 into 31. Most of the money with the top two in the market, but the early move has been for the second elect, Mozzie Monster.
All right then, so the punters believe Mozzie can turn the tables on Anavisto. Do you think that might be the case, Gator?
Yeah, I do. I was with Mozzie Monster last time, and Anavisto just did everything right. It was too strong for her. But she ran a terrific race. She was 11 to 1400. She got a long way back, forced really wide, and then flew home. They thrashed everything else. Race rated through the roof. I think with a 2 kilo swing, maybe fitter, might better turn the tables. I concede Anavisto is very hard to beat again. She's a ripper. She beat herself behind Cumberbatch, of course, who's here at Flemington. Then as referenced, she just settled better for Jamie Carr Bendigo and was a really strong winner. Loved what they did on the clock. A lady with no weight looks dangerous down there, fighting Harada. Exeter form reads well and can be tied in through that Bendigo meeting. Look, those races didn't rate anywhere near as well as the Anavisto race, but all of a sudden with no weight, she's in the mix. And Cumberbatch must have a case if Anavisto does. So we are 6-1, 10 and 4.
All right then, Warren, are you with these two favourites?
I'm hoping Gator's a good judge there. I was seeing the race very similarly, and look, I can concede that Anavisto will have a tactical advantage and may well be able to scoot away, but thought Mozzie Monster was terrific closing off at Bendigo. There's a little weight swing in favour of Mozzie Monster, and she'll be fitter. There's probably some improvement in Anavisto as well, but slight leaning to 6, Mozzie Monster, ahead of Anavisto. 10, Aledi, chased hard last start. She probably hasn't quite run in the quality of races as the other two, but I do think she's got genuine upside. Another really good opportunity for Will Price today, and a smart claim getting away from the minimum weight and 4, Cumberbatch, who's fit and consistent, probably just doesn't have the dash of Anavisto and Mozzie Monster. 6-1, 10-4.
Are you with 6-1, 10-4 too, Dana? I think this would be the first.
I'm 6-1, 10. So we've got the trifecta. Hopefully, I think it's a great race for the fillies, and I'm with Mozzie Monster. Not much to add, really. Anavisto will run well. I think Aledi will run well. I was a little bit worried if it had rained. I think she's really better top of the ground. So top of the ground, dropping 5.5 kilos, she's certainly a legitimate chance. And I've put in a roughie in Fatigues next best, but that was probably more if it had rained. I thought he grounded out okay at Sale, maybe next best. But yeah, I think the fillies will dominate this race, Gareth. 6-1, 10-7.
So Mozzie Monster, the popular elect from the team in race number 5. So Dano likes the 6 from the 1, 10, and 7. Warren's with the 6 over the 1, 10, and 4, and Gator with the 6 from the 1, 10, and 4 as well. This is the Melbourne Form Panel as we look at the Caulfield meeting here this afternoon in Melbourne. It's 27 minutes past 8. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and have a look at the Quaddy Leaks. Welcome back to RSN's Race Day. This is the Melbourne Form Panel up to race number 6 on the card there at Caulfield this afternoon. And Quinny, the market tells us that we have a pretty short price favourite and the 10 Yankee Divas are scratching. This is the feature event today, the Galilee Series final for the 3-year-old stayers.
And I apologise for sounding like a broken record, but once again, the lion's share of the money has been with the top two in the market. The favourite, Liquiro, even money into $1.95 through the week and $1.95 into $1.80 this morning. And there's also been good support for the second elect, True Irish Eyes, who's been $5.50 into as short as 4, back out slightly to $4.20. Others in the market include Ruba, who's been quite soft, $5.50 out to $8.50. Olivia's Game 10, Furioso 13, Mystery Bad Guy 23, Lucon Valley 26, Secret Shima 41, Storm's Colours a $51 chance. Don't Rush Ruby, the outsider of the field, at $151. But it is between the 1 and the 6 and the 1, according to pundits, with Liquiro the favourite, the best back.
All right, then. We had Cindy Olderson on RSN Central's Form Express yesterday, Warren, and she says Liquiro's trained on nicely, but don't give up on the stable mate just yet. Maybe the Quinella.
Yeah, well, that's a possibility. I've worked around Ruba, but obviously there was that issue where Tom Stockdale was dislodged near the winning post last start, and look, he looked to be travelling okay, but I do think the market's identified the two key hopes here. I'm surprised there's the discrepancy in the market between numbers 6 and 1. I had trouble splitting them. Certainly from a value point of view, I thought Through Irish Eyes is much better value, but I also think he's got a great winning chance. I've got a slight leaning to Through Irish Eyes. Tick-tock comes through that race last start to win well, and Olivia's Game ties the form together to some extent with Liquiro. So I don't think there's a lot between them. Certainly the market's providing for me a better opportunity with 6 Through Irish Eyes. He had a 1 Liquiro. I was with him last start. It was a really smart ride from Jai McNeil. He's a progressive stayer and he's going to relish the 2,400 metres, you would think. 5 Furioso took on the older horses at benchmark level first up, and I think through a different form line is the other horse I want to include in the quaddy, and I put 8 Olivia's Game in as next best, who gets the winkers on, but does need to improve to bridge the gap on a couple of these. 6-1, 5-8.
All right, then, Dino, are you with this favourite at $1.80?
No, I'm not, Gareth. I'm a real fan of Through Irish Eyes, and probably from his first start at Pakenham, I thought he ran well, and then went to Moonee Valley, didn't suit him, tight track. Don't think Cranbourne suited him where Olivia's Game beat him. He really laboured around the bends, but then got onto a bigger track, got the blinkers on, and we saw the best of him, and I think this will be, you know, a real preview to the St. Ledger. We saw it with the St. Ledger trial 2 weeks ago, won by the top weight. I heard Matt Hill on Wednesday mention that the owners had spoken to him and they want it called Liquoro. So that's how I think you'll hear him called today. But I think they're the two, but I'm very keen on Through Irish Eyes. I think he's a really good horse in the making to beat Licaro, who's running well. Does go up 4 kilos for that win last start, and it was a really good ride. He made advantage, took advantage as the horses were weakening to rush into the race and put paid to his rivals, but he's a good stayer. Furioso comes off a light preparation, but that's not unusual for the Matt Kumani yard. I thought his first up run was good, and getting to the longer trip shouldn't be a problem. And I'm putting in one from a totally different form line in Silicon Valley, who won a high weight last start, but he's actually going pretty well and looks a lightly raced horse that can really stay. He's a Americane out of a Monson mare. He's got the pedigree to run about 3 miles. He'll be running on late, but I'm with Through Irish Eyes, 6, 1, 5, and 7.
And Dino, the Vlado's quiz is not happening this week. It'll start again next week, but there's been a lot of text messages. So Andy Lewis from the Emerald Hotel is going to give us a $100 voucher for the racing pub, the great racing pub in South Melbourne. So you'd still need to come up with a trivia question. First answer that is correct, that text in to 0416 90 50 52 will win a $100 voucher to the Emerald Hotel. So I'm looking forward to seeing when that comes up now, Dino.
I'll have to get the thinking cap back on.
Okay. David Gately, who do you like in the first leg of the quaddie?
Yeah, look, I think Liquero is the one. Jumped quickly to the 2200 at Bendigo, made an early move, held off Explosive Jack. It just crossed the line with Terry Tortoni, Young Werther, those sort of horses. They kept everything else. The race rated highly. I think he'll relish the trip as well. River's got to make up 7.7 lengths, but was luckless in the race. So kilo swing doesn't hurt. And Furioso was a good return, slowly run race. And tough track to swoop as well. Then won the maiden well, second up in the first prep, this horse. Wasn't disgraced in the Sandown Guineas, although it wasn't a high rating of Guineas, that one. Mystery Bad Guy, next best. 1, 2, 5, 4.
And Gator, not a fan of Three Irish Eyes here?
No knock at all. No, it was a really strong win. Certainly some merit sectional-wise as well from that win. It's a sale. In fact, last 600 was right on average for all horses, so well and truly above the class of the race. So it certainly has a nice future as well.
All right, tips from the team in the first leg of the quaddy. Dino likes the 6, Three Irish Eyes, over the 1, 5, and 7. Warren Huntley likes Through Irish Eyes as well, the 6 over the 1, 5, and 8. And Gator with Licaro, the 1 over the 2, 5, and 4. Let's have a look at race 7 on the program. This is for the stays over the 2,400 metres. And Quinny, scratchings are clear.
And Chris Wallace settles up 4 runners in the race. And the best back of his runners and the best back in the race is the equal favourite, number 7, Yonkers. 650 into 550. Now, the joint favourite with Lord Belvedere and Mohegan Heights at that point in time. The Lord Mayor on the next line of betting at 8.50. Then we've got Silent Sovereign 9, South Pacific Very Soft, $7 out to 11. Rebel Racer 11. Scalm has been well back since an up-and-coming tips that gave this horse a good push on RSN yesterday morning, $18 into 13. Lenheim Prince at 18. De Beer 16. Speaking for Norway at 23. Eaton 61. Good betting race. Yonkers the best backed. Lord Belvedere is solid at the top of the market. Becking for the Lord Mayor and an each-way move for number 9, Scalm.
All right then, Dino, you still keen on Scalm?
Gareth, I am. I'm keen that the rain hasn't quite eventuated, because I think he's better on dry ground. And look, I just thought that he didn't have much luck in the Mornington Cup. Neither did Lord Belvedere. They were side by side, and one was a massive price, and Lord Belvedere was the early favourite. So I think I like the Mornington Cup form, as in that it was a bit of a non-event for these two horses, being so slowly run, and they'll get into a more genuinely run race here, and I think they can use their staying prowess. And Skelm did run third in the Mornington Cup last year. He'd won 2 starts back, and he's right down in the weights. I'm going to go with him to beat Lord Belvedere, who can certainly win. He was first up in that Mornington Cup. He'll be just better for the day at the races. Mohegan Heights, he's progressing. He won okay last start. That was a very slowly run race also, and just a dash home, but he won well, and he's going to get a pretty cruisy run from barrier 1. And out of the same race as Norway, who drops 5.5 kilos, gets a senior rider, and Jai McNeil will be up on the speed. And I think that's when he performs best. He ran a good race in the Newcastle Cup to Mugatu, ridden that way. So I could see him running a cheeky race in this sort of race. Doesn't win out of turn, though. But playing the race around numbers 9 and 1, 9, 1, 8 and 6.
Are you of the same opinion of Dave Eustace that sometimes when this rail's out there at Caulfield for the stays, it is hard to make up ground?
I think it really comes down to the firmness of the ground more than anything with the rail, because often if there's a little bit of given the ground, they can be running on down the centre, and they make ground early in those staying races. They jam up down the side and they make their runs out wide and get going. So I'm not so sure, but it just depends how firm the ground is.
How have you read this Chairman's Club handicap over the 2400 metres here, Gator?
Look, I think it's a really competitive race, and I think Yonkers is a little bit underrated. That win over Realm of Flowers it looks outstanding since Realm of Flowers came out, sat back and wide, and clearly should have beaten Favourite Moon in Sydney. Beat home Sacramento still, but a much softer run. Sacramento's airborne. This horse then went to the Mornington Cup, but unfortunately it was just a barrier trial. Won this track and trip in the spring, this horse, and down in the waves. Mohican Heights, too far back first up, too far forward second up, and referenced pre-race that it might be a Goldilocks scenario at Mornington last time, and that's what happened, and ran by a handy one in Grand Promenade. Then in the weights, has form at home of a staying trip. If Lord Belvedere can give weight to Passan and beat him, he can certainly beat these, and he comes through that barrier trial as well. And Lord Mayor just hasn't won for a while, it's in the mix, though. 7-8-1-3.
All right then, Warren.
I'm trusting the Mornington Cup as much as anything else here, and as the boys have Refton, so it wasn't a real test, and it was just a picnic for Mount Popper in front. And I've got a leaning to Yonkers through that form line, getting the claim here. 7 head of 1, Lord Belvedere, and 9 Skelm. Probably not a lot between them, as Dino outlined, and from a different race on the same day, Mohican Heights, I've got in as next best. I found it a very even race. 7-1-9-8.
All right, then there's a good question coming through from one of our listeners, Dino. Regarding Chris Waller having multiple runners, can you work out, is there usually a pattern from a betting profile that if one of his horses are back that they get up? Can you read the market when he has multiple runners?
I've got no idea, Gareth.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll leave that to smarter minds of mine. When he's got multiple runners, it worries you a bit.
We'll we won't take a break yet because we've got two more races to go before the best bets. And we'll have a look at race number 8 here on the card. You can scratch the 9 Crimson Mace and also the 11 Play Me Now. And this is another open market here. Quinny, who's the favourite?
The favourite is also the best back runner, number 8, Wycliffe. Yesterday it was a joint favourite between Wycliffe and Grand Promenade. There's been a bit of separation from punters though in that point in time, with Wycliffe 4 into 360. And Grand Promenade now a $4 second elect. Independent Roads had support, 5 into 440. And we have Vegas Knight 5, Miyake 750, Takumi 16, Massaf 21, and a little bit of support there for Massaf at the longer odds after getting out to $23. But a good betting race, Wycliffe the best back, and Independent Road and Grand Promenade both attracting support.
All right, we'll start off with you here, Gator, for race number 8 on the program.
I think there's two key winning hopes. In my humble, they're Grand Promenade, who jumped out really well before the good return. Beat all bar Mohican Heights, who would have run by now. We get a form reference. 2 lengths off a fair to remember, second up last prep. Could win a lot of benchmark 84s, I think. Wycliffe hit the line really sweetly fresh in a good form race, then ran home well at Mornington with 58. So gets to 2,000 third up and gets way down in the weights. Big danger. Outside of them, Tackham was 5 weeks between runs last time. Wasn't all that far off Grand Promenade, so fitter maybe. And Independent Road has become really genuine and wore down Vegas Knight last time. Vegas Knight has beaten Grand Promenade here in October. 2, 8, 4, and 5.
2, 8, 4, and 5 there for Gator. Warren, your thoughts here?
Yeah, I've been waiting for Wycliffe to get up in distance here. I think his runs have been encouraging, particularly his two most recent runs this preparation behind Fighting Harada and Flanders Rain. And this looks a lovely option for him and another good opportunity for Will Price, and smart use of a claim getting in under the minimum weight here. 8 for me ahead of 2 Grand Promenade. He was good first up. He'll be fitter. He might even be looking for further, but he'll run well and looks the main danger. The other one I think is a must include is number 6 Miyake, who comes through the same race as Wycliffe last start. He's had a nice tick over jump out since he's been gelded this preparation, and I think the rising distance suits him. He's the other key winning hope for me. And I was batting up a bit for Massaf last start. He just got into a spot back in the field behind Mohican Heights and didn't look like it, but his sectionals were good relative to the day back in the field, but he was entitled to do that because he'd done no work early, just including him as a more a place trifecta first four, hope. 8-2, 6-3.
Are you thinking as well it's between Grand Promenade and Wycliffe here, Dino?
I am, Gareth, but we better ask a trivia question, I suppose.
First correct answer through on 0416 90 50 52 wins a $100 voucher. Thanks to the Emerald Hotel.
Well, one of the feature races in Sydney is the Doncaster, Gareth, and the king of the Doncaster in the riding ranks is Glenn Boss. It's the 25th anniversary of his first win in the Doncaster on Sprint Buy in 1996. I want to know his most recent winner of the Doncaster.
All right, then. That is a very good question, Dino.
Thank you, Gareth.
I like it. All right. Your tips, please, in race eight.
On with Wycliffe. Made him the horse to follow out of the meeting at Mornington last time out. He's ready to win. He'll need a smart ride from Will Price at the right time because he's drawn in and it's just going to have horses around him at some stage of the race. And as long as he gets the clear air at the right time, I think he'll be very hard to beat. And that 5.5 kilo weight drop is certainly significant. Grand Promenade, I thought he was ridden a little bit negative last preparation and he's had that first up run. I think he can stride forward, be in the first three or four here and run well. Six Miyake wasn't a bad run either in the same race as Wycliffe at Mornington. Will be better for that run. And Vegas Knight, I think now with the fitness under his belt, went to the front last start, ran well, and out to 2,000 metres. Where he won last preparation, he'll give a good sight. 8, 2, 6, and 7.
All right, then, let's have a look. Oh, just before the last race, 8, 2, 6, and 7, the numbers there for Dino. Warren also with Wycliffe, the 8 from the 2, 6, and 3. And Gator with Grand Promenade, the 2 over the 8, 4, and 5. Al Galail is a scratching in race number 9 over the 1,600 metres. And the WA horse is the strong favourite here, Quinny. Do they continue to back him, the punters?
Look, I think if you do like the favourite platoon, just keep your powder dry a little bit because the horse has been a little bit soft in the last 24 hours. 230 out to 250. I think could potentially start around the 270 mark if this trend does continue. High Stranger continues to firm. 460 into as low as 420. Now back out slightly to 440. Plensiel 6. Brigham Rock 10. Another dollar 13. Exile Man 15. Also hitting at 16, Guizzo has been specced at the very big odds. It was a $41 chance yesterday morning. Now all the way down to 17 and $7 into 390. The place, Inverloch 21, Tavi Run 31. There will be very minor deductions with Al Galal coming out, 4 cents the win, 3 cents the place. But a good move there at longer odds for Guizzo. But the money has been for the favourite. But having said that, if you do like Platoon, I reckon we might get better than 250. Having said that, if lots of the favourites do win throughout the course of the day, there will be a lot of all-up money rolling into this horse with some of the well-fancied runners supported throughout the early part of the program.
Are you taking on this favourite, Warren?
Not really, but I don't have a firm opinion about the race, Gareth. I thought his run, obviously, at Bendigo last start was eye-catching and he was back from 2,000 metres to 1,600 metres there. I'm still not convinced what his best trip is, but from an inside draw, he'll get an economical run. And look, I'm leaning to him, but a bit like Quinny was suggesting, I don't want to back him at around about the 250, but I do think that he's got a great winning chance, number 5, Platoon. I think the blinker's going on, Plonciel, fitter for one run, back from a spell, also from a good draw. This is the sort of race that he could win at this stage of his career. 8, Guizzo, I think, should get a reasonable run, and I think around about this distance range is his pet trip. He's won 5 races at this trip, and nice and fit. I've got him in an even race. And Brimham Rocks probably did enough in a recent jump out. He'll be fitter with the run under the belt, but he does have a touch of class, particularly for this grade, and not badly treated after the claim. I thought it was a very even finish. 5, 7, 8, 2.
So 5, 7, 8, and 2. For Warren Huntley there. David Gately, I know that you're a big fan of Platoon. Are you sticking with him?
Yeah, well, wouldn't you? I was obviously, Flemington run was outstanding. Quickest last 200 all day. Group 1 weight project Australian Cup was a bridge too far. They picked the wrong race. God love them. Then wide, no cover last time. Charged out after Ironclad, who'd had some really strong form leading in and the perfect run. They gapped the rest. Pretty keen. We'll make him the best. Plain Seal. Had backing first up, but had no hope of that crawling tempo. Has won 4 times second up, including last prep. And I bet they settle closer today. And Brimham Rocks, if you can be beaten 2.6 in a Chelmsford, first up last time in, I think you can beat Plantiel and Platoons. He'll go in the quaddie. Guizzo is still Guizzo. 5, 7, 2, and 8.
All right, then. Dino, who do you like in the last?
Yeah, we're all sort of around the same numbers. I'm with 7, Plantiel. Just getting back to Caulfield. Blinkers going on. Most of these horses are sort of getting to the back end of their careers, and he certainly is, but this looks a good option to beat. 5, Platoon, who is running well. His run at Bendigo was good. Guizzo, 1,600 at Caulfield's his absolute sweet spot, can run well. And as Gator just referenced, Brimham Rocks not beaten far in a Chelms from behind. Mr. Seawolf, Yulong Prince, Finch, Avilius and co. That's good enough to run well in this with a claim. Had an easy trial recently. And High Stranger goes in the quaddie. 7, 5, 8, and 2.
So 7, 5, 8, and 2 there for Dino. So he's with Plainciel with the blinkers on. Warren likes the 5 Platoon over the 7, 8, and 2. And Gator is with the 5 from the 7, 2, and 1. It is 12 minutes to 9 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the team's best bets and also their quaddie. We'll come back with the winner of the quiz. Plus, we'll get the opinion of Dino and Warren for some of the bigger races there in Sydney, of course, with the opening day of the championships at Royal Randwick.
Support local communities. Visit country.racing.com to book.
And thanks to Country Racing Victoria. This is the Melbourne Form Preview. We appreciate all of the text messages coming through for the trivia, but the quickest with the text message was... I think it's Brock from Ngambi. It is. It's Nick, sorry, from Ngambi. So well done to Nick. The right answer was Brutal, Dino.
It was 2 years ago for your mate Wayne.
Yes, and I think Bossy had to get down to, what, 49?
49 and yep. a half, I think, yeah. Yep, got the job done.
Yep, so did you back him that day, Dino?
No, I can't say I did, Gareth. Okay. But, yeah, it's been his race, and he's got a terrific chance again today.
What about at Caulfield, first of all? I need your best bets, a quaddie, please, and that's about it. If you got a play of the day, I wouldn't mind that as well.
Okay, my best is through Irish Eyes. I think he can win the Galilee final. Race 6, number 6. The best value is Skelm, race 7, number 9. Quaddie, first leg, 1, 5, 6, 7. Second leg, 1, 6, 8, 9. Third leg, 2, 6, 7, 8. And the last leg, 2, 5, 7, 8, and 9. My play will be just to have an all-up of race 2, number 1, dollar for dollar, into race 6, number 6, and that is through Irish Eyes.
All right, then. So those quaddie numbers, Dano, 1, 5, 6, 7, 1, 6, 8, 9, 2, 6, 7, 8, and 2, 5, 7, 8, 9.
That's them.
Unbelievable. I'll get your thoughts on Sydney in just a moment. Warren Huntley, your best bets and also a quaddie, please, and if you've got a play of the day.
Now, best for me, Gareth, is in the first. Race 1, number 2, Cheerful Legend, I think can get us off with a winner. I thought race 4, number 6, Cordia, was a touch over the odds. I made her value on an each-way basis. Quaddie first leg, 1, 5 and 6. Numbers 1, 7, 8 and 9 in the second leg. 2, 6 and 8 in the third. Home with numbers 5, 7 and 8.
All right, then. Gator, your best bet in a quaddie?
Best, race 9, number 5, Platoon. Quaddie, race 6, first leg. Numbers 1, Laquira or something like that. 2, Ruber and 5, Furia. So 1, 2, 5. Second leg, Yonkers, Mohican Heights, Lord Belvedere, the Lord Mayor, and Tabir. So 7, 8, 1, 3 and 4. Third leg, just 2, Grand Promenade and 8, Wycliffe. Those numbers again, 2 and 8. And coming home with Platoon, we'll throw in Plainfield and Brimham Rocks at the double figures, 5, 7, 2 home.
All right then, Gator, I'll let you go and get a coffee because we'll come back and have a chat to you just after 9 o'clock for the Sydney preview along with Lizzie Jelfs. Looking forward to that as we preview the opening day of the championships.
Seventh coffee, got it.
Yeah, have some breakfast once again as well. Dino, do you like anything up there in Sydney on the opening day of the championships?
Just a little bit outside of the feature races in the Chairman's race 5. I really liked the run last week of Paths of Glory. I thought it was just a good pipe opener over the shorter trip and just thought it had a good chance at around the $10 mark for the Friedman Brothers and Rachel King. I thought it had a really good chance.
All right then, so race 5, horse number 12, Warren.
I thought Animo was a sure price favourite in the size. It looks a lovely race for him out to 1,400 metres. I could have something small each way on Ice Bath in the Doncaster now that she's snuck into the field. There's that controversy about her rating dropping during the week, and she'll need a little bit of luck from the inside draw, but I do think she's a real talent around about that $20. I think she's worth a small each way play in the Doncaster.
Yeah, it was interesting being up there in Sydney. The horse gallops thinking that they're in the Doncaster. They turn up to the Barry draw. They're not into the Doncaster, but eventually they get their wish and they're in the race. And it'd be an interesting interview if she does get the chocolates in the Doncaster after the race there, Warren.
Well, she might drop in the ratings for winning the Doncaster. Yeah. You never know.
The Australian Derby, Dino, do you have an opinion there?
excuse me, Gareth. I do. I'm giving a good little chance at odds to Explosive Jack. I just think he's had a good grounding, but I think Mondophilia is a great chance. There's been a lot of talk about that she didn't stay in the VRC Oaks. Yes. She just peaked. She peaked 3 weeks earlier. She peaked in the Spring Champion. This time in, she's ready to peak for these two Saturdays, for the Derby and the Oaks. So I think she's a great winning chance, and Skylab is a real staying type as well. But I'm giving Explosive Jack a chance. I know it was he was beaten in the St. Ledger trial at Bendigo, but, gee, it was a good run in defeat. I'm giving him a chance.
Their record speaks for itself, Dino, when it comes to staying events, Mara and Eustace, but you seem to really enjoy tipping their horses today over a trip.
Oh, yeah, well, I do. I don't mind backing them over a trip or backing them at any trip, but as you said, they have a good grounding, and this horse has had a very different program, but there's no real set way into the Derbies and the Oaks anymore in Sydney. They come from anywhere.
I wonder how many horses have won the Tassie Derby and the Australian Derby in the same year, Dino.
Yeah, not a lot. I wouldn't have thought, Gareth.
That could be the trivia question. That's next
yes,
week.
It could have been.
Hey, Warren, do you have an opinion on the Aussie Derby?
No, I couldn't bet against Mondophilia there. I thought one of the more interesting runners of the day, and from that no race at Avoca going back a few weeks ago, and they've been paid out the prize money, I think, for the horse Kiroth from the George Osborne stable, goes around in the first at Werribee today. No big odds about Kiroth today, but I thought that was an interesting runner, seeing if he can effectively win his second maiden at Werribee
today. Did he get penalised for that? No.
No, because he's in a maiden. So I think they've just admitted the mistake, obviously, and therefore paid out the prize money as if the race had been run, but nothing changed from a qualification point of view in terms of eligibility for maiden races. So Kiroth goes around in the first with Matty Lloyd aboard.
How good's that? You get two chances to win.
Yes, I'm interesting to see. I'm just trying to look now whether it shows up in his prize money, but I should have done that before I mentioned it. But horse having only his second start, and he's only showing as having $575 prize money from his race at Kyneton behind Casino Nakane. So obviously it's just been a goodwill gesture, but it doesn't show up in his prize money statistics that the money paid out for Avoca.
And Dino, the TJ Smith, as James Cummings pointed out on the first word, I think it's the race of the day. He said Bivouac got that look in his eye. Are you with Bivouac to defeat Nature Strip, Eduardo, and horses like Mask Crusader?
I'm not. He's got a great chance. I'm with Eduardo. I think James has got a great chance of winning the Doncaster with Avilius whilst we're on that. But I'm with Eduardo. I think I like he's drawn outside Nature Strip. I just like the way he's going. He's in tremendous form. You wouldn't see a better win than that in the Galaxy. And he's got a really solid body of work now since he's joined Joe Pride's stable. So happy to be with him.
I like the way Jay talks about Eduardo as well. Like, he's a heavyweight boxer and he's his trainer and will be eyeballing Nature Strip and making sure that we don't let him get away with any of an easy time out in front anyway. And the Doncaster with Avilius, Dino.
Yeah, I'm much happier that Joe's talking the talk with Eduardo to beat these two than when he talked the talk with Rain Affair to beat Black Caviar. That time didn't work out so well for him. But I'm with Avilius. I think the horse is going really well. And I love what James Cummings has done in recent years with these older horses. As they're on the way down, he drops them back to handicaps. We saw him do it with Hartnell and win an Epsom. And I think this horse has a great chance of winning the Doncaster today.
Warren, TJ Smith and Doncaster before we say goodbye.
Well, it's problematic about Nature Strip. I think there's a theory with Nature Strip that because he's such a polarising horse, you've got to wait till he gets around about $4 and then he's worth backing. And he could approach that price during the course of the day. But, I love the way Eduardo's going, and he's up for the stoush, and he's probably in a position, as Dino said, where he can come across and be outside Nature Strip, which is probably a good spot for him to be.
All right, then. Hey, enjoy your day, lads. Thanks for your time. As always, good punting, good tipping. And we'll do it all again next week.
Thanks, Gareth.
Dean Lester and Warren Huntley. That wraps up the Melbourne Form Panel. Thanks to Country Racing Victoria on this Saturday, the 10th of April. It's news time with Johnny Bowden. And straight after that, it's our Sydney preview of the opening day of the championships up there at Randwick with Lizzie Jelfs and David Gately.